This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
It's going to be a rough day, guys. I got to warn you guys, it is going to be a rough, rough day. I woke up. Trump, Putin, they're fine. They look like they're doing great. Trump and Putin look like they had their little peacock match, and they all look good and happy. I'm not worried about politically. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about me personally. Me personally, bad day. Got on the scale, right? Was a pound and a half more than I was. Just kind of grumpy, feeling kind of bloated, you know? I'm on this new estrogen sort of treatment that my doctor had to give me because we're trying to slow down the changes of early menopause. And it's a vaginal pill. And I think it fell out. And I think one of the cats accidentally, I can't find it. I can't find it. And if one of my cats now unfortunately ingested it, I'm looking at a possible, month long episode of PMS from that cat. So I'm really, really worried about that. I'm just so frustrated. And part of it were the kids. The kids were really rough on me this weekend. Just really, really rough. And one of them is a really good kid, you know, but he kind of hurts himself a lot. And so he's very athletic, and so he hurt himself this weekend. And so, you know, he goes, Mom, get in here. And he's lying on the ground. And he's like, Mom, you know, I think I, you know, broke something. So I evaluate him and all that. I go, you're fine. And I really keep it calm. That's one thing I learned as an ER doc, is just stay calm. When you start to panic, then they panic. And I'm like, oh, no big deal. You're fine. You didn't break anything. You're fine. You examine it. You don't want to think that you don't believe them. So you examine them and you go, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. And you teach them as you go. It also works really well with patients, too. You teach them. Everyone's like, oh, do I have cancer? Does this mean I have cancer? Does this mean I'm having a heart attack? Well, you're not having the symptom. You're not having the symptoms. So those are good signs. That's what assures me that you're probably not having a heart attack, or a cancer, or a broken bone. So I do that with him. And he's fine. And so he gets up. So as I go to my husband to let him know that, all right, kid's good, I hear more screaming. I'm like, now what? The kid falls down the stairs. I don't know how he was injured. He was technically injured just a few seconds before. He was injured on the floor. I clear him just for him to seconds later, boy, that kid moved fast, to fall down the stairs. So he falls down the stairs. And they were supposed to go camping. They were supposed to leave Dodge for Mommy to get a break this weekend. No. So anyway, so he's fine. I mean, he might need some knee surgery because he has got a bum knee, whatever. But it was just, so in the meantime, I'm working with some students, trying to get a nice group of students coming, and I don't really want to drive down to the university on the weekend. So I'm like, guys, you guys can come over. I'll cook some dinner. And whenever you cook, you taste test. So I made some steak, marinated them overnight. Then I marinated the steak. Then, you know, I do a light sear like I learned from Chef Ramsay on MasterChef, right? I do a light sear. Then you throw them in the oven. Ooh, they were good. They were good. Then I made some salmon. All right, use some Moscato. I tried Moscato because it was an open bottle of wine that I had. I wasn't going to open up a new bottle of wine. It was too cheap. So I used some Moscato. I put some butter, some dill, chive. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the salmon tasted good. So I am thinking I'm a real damn good cook. So the kids, the one that was, you know, there, nah, I don't want to eat. No, no. I'm like, but the food is good, nah. Yet the students come over, and I mean, they take, seconds and thirds. And, you know, trust me, when you're a professor, let me just tell you something, okay? you guys think back in school. Did you guys ever kiss up? You know, try to make the professor think that, you know, you liked them more than you liked them. Oh, I did that all the time. You know, I'm like, oh, man, that was a good lecture. Or thank you for that worksheet. That really did break it down. So I've actually taught my kids how to do that. I teach my kids how to say the right things. I give them positive reinforcement. But when you see somebody reach for seconds, okay, that means they really, really do like your cooking. And so now I'm really ticked off at the kids. Because my boys, right, I gave birth to, I breastfed, I sacrificed my career, I sacrificed my body, okay? I mean, you should have seen my body before I got pregnant and now. I mean, really, really? And they won't even touch my cooking. Yet students who really, you know, couldn't give a heart and dude who I was, right, who always get an A in my class, easy A, like the cooking. So what does that mean? That means my kids really need a butt chewing. So this is what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to have the talk with my kids that they don't appreciate me and that other people appreciate me more. And I'm thinking about being somebody else's mommy. Now, no, it works. I swear it works. It works. I've kind of done this before. I could go be somebody else's mommy. Oh, yeah. How would you do that? Well, I leave. Go find, you know, a new daddy who has kids. Ask him if I could be a mommy to their kids. And then, see ya. And then they're like, well, that means dad would bring in a new mommy. Now, of course, my husband's like, are you leaving me? I'm like, no, I'm not leaving you. I'm leaving the kids. Oh, okay, that's fine. Then they're like, the daddy could bring, you know, a new mommy, and she may be better than you and could cook. Ooh, snap. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I gotta be very, very careful. I would bawl if they said that back to me. That could be pretty tricky if they said that to me. Oh, I have arguments. Yeah, well, she may whoop your butt. She may not give you money. She may not feed you. Good. I don't like your cooking anyway. So, you know what? I'm gonna have this talk. I'm gonna tell them I feel unappreciated. I'm also gonna tell them to quit flipping, falling down the stairs and ruining my weekend. And to, you know what? Realize that women, like your mom and your future wife later, are going to want to know that they are the only one in your life that does things as good as they do and nobody else is better. And I'm also going to teach them how to lie. And if I can teach them how to lie and make me feel better, I've done my job as a mama. Don't go anywhere. Right back. 1-877 Don Sally. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Brad who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't talk a lot about my youth. Maybe I talk too much about it. But I really think I need to talk to you guys more about it, okay? Because you'll understand a little bit more about who I am. And the one little piece I'm going to share is I got in trouble a lot in school. And it wasn't because of my grades. I got great grades. My grades were pretty damn good. I was usually at the top of my class. And it wasn't because I got into fights. I really got along with people. And if they bullied me, I hid, you know, ate lunch in the bathroom. I don't know, whatever. I really wasn't confrontational. You'd think I was. Remember, Obamacare didn't exist back then, so, I mean, what else was I going to argue about? I didn't really understand Reaganomics too much. So, but how I got in trouble is I swore a lot as a kid. Now, my mom was beside herself because she didn't use curse words that much growing up. But my father did. Okay? You know, my father was an immigrant. His parents had escaped the Holocaust, met in Israel, because that's where they could be safe, gave birth to my dad. Then my dad ended up coming to the United States and then learning English and becoming a citizen, etc. But my father really knew the cuss words. And so he swore a lot. And he would blame it on his lack of good English. My mom would be like, quit swearing, you're saying a bad word. Oh, I don't know, I thought that word meant this, I'm sorry. I thought that word meant this. I was like, oh, she's sorry. I was like, wait, that's a great excuse. So I would try to do the same thing. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought that meant, you know. I want to pretend that English was not my second language. My mom spoke the most, so English is my first language. But I picked up a lot from my dad, and especially the accent. So every now and then the accent comes out. But so my father, you know, I would hear him curse all the time. And I liked it. I loved those words. So I got in trouble a lot in school. But I didn't get in trouble to the degree that other kids did because my grades were so well. They're like, you know, she really is like the top of her class. So if, you know, if we put her in detention, who's going to raise her hand in class and answer the teacher's questions? And the teacher's like, look, she's the only girl that raises her hand. And remember, I went to 12 schools. So there were a bunch of teachers who were like, wait a second, we have somebody who actually is participating. Right? And not crying because I call on them. So, you know, keep her in my class. Figure out other ways to discipline her. Then, you know, there was a period of time when teachers would spank, so I'd have to go up to the room and get spanked. But the teachers liked it because, you know, I could spank them, I could show my authority, and then they don't leave class. Sometimes the teachers didn't know the answer, and I would. And so, I mean, I was a real, real smart kid. I know it doesn't show. I know it doesn't exude out of my discourse, but I was a pretty smart kid. So I decided yesterday to investigate swearing. And because I'm really starting to wonder if we need to change our definition. I mean, I'll watch TV shows that are on regular TV, prime time, and there's dirty words that are being used. Well, those are dirty words. There's bad words. And they're not considered dirty words. Like, for example, okay, there's a D word. And I don't think it's appropriate at all. I do not like to use that word. But I was watching This Is Us, and that's on NBC, and I think the girl said, quit being a blank, the D word. Okay, that, to me, is a bad word, and it's on prime time. So I'm starting to wonder, are we starting to change our definition of bad words? So first, what is the definition of a curse word? Let's just think, okay, and I wrote a piece on my website if you want to look at it. Technically, a curse word is a, quote, profane or obscene word. And profane comes from the Latin root profanus, or unholy. Oxford Dictionary defines profane as not relating to that which is sacred or religious, secular, of a person or their behavior, not respectful of religious practice. Now, I disagree with that. I don't think most curse words are insulting religion. I mean, the dog, one of our dogs, you know, he took a dump, okay, and I accidentally stepped in it. So when you say, I stepped in dog poop, and you use the S word, that has nothing to do with religion. I'm not saying the Lord's name in vain. I love religion. That, to me, I stepped in dog blank, and I used the word for it rather than poop. So then, well, what about obscene? Well, obscene is defined by multiple dictionaries, depend on how it's defined. It's kind of a word that alludes to terms of a sexual nature. Something is obscene. Well, if I step in dog poop, again, I'm not bringing up religion, I'm not bringing up sex. So I decided to change the definition of a curse word, or a swear word. So to me, it's a word that society deems to be off color, not appropriate in public or professional settings, and it's a word that has plenty of other socially acceptable alternatives. And you use it in anger, excitement, or awe. So dog poop, poop is an alternative. Quit being a jerk. See, jerk is an alternative. There's other alternatives, and you choose not to. Now, when was the first curse word spoken? Now, according to historians, they say the first curse words originated in the 15th century. I mean, think about it. You had horses. I'm sure the horses did the same, you know, pooping as dogs, going, oh, man, I just stepped in horse poop. But if you look at my definition, I bet cavemen cursed. Because think about it. You know, somebody dropped a rock, somebody slipped and fell, hit their head in the cave. Somebody burned themselves when they were starting to, you know, explore fire. So I seriously doubt they used restraint on certain words. And my guess is they said the bad words back then. Now, certain specific curse words have originations. Very interesting. Not very American. I don't think America has really developed their own curse words. We really get a lot of it from the British. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Don't let the British fool you. They have some real bad words. Apparently Dutch, German, schizen, schizten, that gave rise to our S word. Proto-Indo-European base of ski conveys the idea of separation, makes the verb form of the S word. The F word, according to the Huffington Post, is Germanic in origin. It's related to Dutch, German, and Swedish words for to strike or to move back and forth. So there seems to be actual proof that in the 16th century, according to the Huffington Post, that word was used back then, similar to the meaning today. When we use the term ass, whether it's for a donkey or whatever, that comes from the word arse. And back in the 11th century, it did refer to an animal's anatomy. Then the B word has old English and Germanic roots, represent a female dog. The only thing is by the 1400s, they started to use that as a term of contempt to women, according to Business Insider. And that's when, by the 1400s, they used the B word like we do today. So why do we curse? What is the psychological benefits of cursing? Well, one is the words are easy to say. So if you are in anger or surprise, you don't have to come up with a multisyllabic word. Some of these words, especially the four-letter ones, are easy to say. Also, the words inspire emotion. See, when we speak and communicate, we want to elicit an emotion. So some of these curse words elicit some of the strongest of reactions, so then we know that we communicated. Also, they're weapons. You can't get into a fist fight or beat somebody up if they get you mad. Somebody cuts you off. But if you could use a curse word, you can now inflict as much verbal hurt and pain as possible. Verbally. You never go to jail after launching a full foul word offensive. You know, you end up, you know, you're pretty much okay. They allow us to rebel, so if we're not allowed to curse at work or school or professional setting, kind of shows how autonomous we are. And they also convey meaning that other words cannot. So, you know, there's lots of different ways the F word is used, right? Noun, verb, adjective, okay? And we don't have a lot of substitutes for that that convey as deep a meaning as that does. So, we talked about when cursing is good. Remember there was a study back in 2009 that men who were allowed to curse while immersing their hand in cold water could maintain it twice as long. So it does seem to help with us deal with pain. Another study found in the UK that if you swore, it increased your strength and power performance when working out. So if you want to curse, I suggest use fake words like flip, dang, shut the front door, pluck it, fire truck. Fire truck is a great word. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY, don't go away.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you're going to Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at cleanunclesambook.com.
KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Federal investigators are on the scene of that deadly duck boat accident during stormy weather near Branson, Missouri Thursday. National Transportation Safety Board member Earl Weiner said Friday it could take up to a year to determine what caused the boat to capsize.
We'll look at the vessel. We'll look at the operation of the vessel. We'll look at the people involved. We'll look at the environment.
State officials say that 9 of the 17 dead are from one family, and 2 members of that family survived. One survivor said the captain told them to stay seated rather than grab flotation devices.
We were told to stay seated, and everybody stayed seated. Nobody grabbed it. When that boat is found, all those life jackets are going to be on there.
The grief-stricken community, known for its country shows and entertainment, hosted 2 vigils Friday night. About 300 people gathered in the parking lot of Ride the Ducks of Branson, and others mourned at a church singing Amazing Grace at both locations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, guys. Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter as Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Florida man is warning about saltwater poisoning after his dog died days after a beach trip. Apparently he has a black Labrador retriever. And Chris Taylor had to put him down a few days ago because his pet was playing and swimming around the beach in Tampa Bay. Veterinarians told Taylor that his dog suffered from saltwater poisoning. He says, it doesn't feel like reality. I have to get a grip on that and realize that it's real and he's gone. Because drinking salt water has deadly consequences. So apparently when humans drink salt water, their cells are taking water and salt. So even though humans can ingest small amounts of salt, the salt content of seawater is a lot higher. Much more of it could be processed by the human body. Now, that's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So then that leads to dehydration. So Taylor said he began to see symptoms shortly after they left the beach. OG is his name, right? I guess OG is original gangster. You know, he's my OG. He's my, yeah. So OG was a little wobbly, and then the dog had diarrhea. So the 29-year-old man thought that he was just tired from their morning adventure and that the baby dog just needs sleep. And then he appeared to be back to normal, but then 2 days later, he took a turn for the worse. He stopped eating. Taylor rushed him to the hospital. Apparently his brain was swelling. And they said he wasn't going to make it. And so a lot of times dogs almost take salt water for fresh water. So they'll drink. And then unfortunately they've imbibed too much salt. The veterinarian reminded pet owners to frequently give their dogs fresh water if they take them to the beach and to monitor them for signs of saltwater poisoning. Now, saltwater poisoning would look like diarrhea, vomiting, fatigue. So he's trying to spread the word. And kind of raise awareness that animals, unfortunately, seem to kind of do their own thing. And we think they have instinct and they know what they're doing. And they don't. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My cats especially. I'm sleeping. And probably one of the most dangerous things that could happen in my house is waking me up when I don't want to be woken up. And you would think these cats would know that by now. And they just jump all over me and play and nudge me and try to wake me up. They have no idea how deadly that could be. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Donald Trump, right, apparently is calling this a win, saying our relationship with Russia has never been worse, but that changed 4 hours ago. He had an open and deeply productive two-hour private talk with Putin. He even gave him a little wink. So he says our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago. This was at a packed room of reporters at Helsinki. Yeah, the reason why we really didn't get a lot of other news today is because everybody was waiting for this press conference in Helsinki. That's the big problem. When you have, like, these big, huge events, good luck, you know, finding out anything else that's happening in the news. Well, that's why you listen to me. And then I sit here and just talk about the headlines anyway. So, the men had met for 2 hours, one-on-one. No note taker or staff before later having a larger meeting. Trump raised a hot issue of Russian interference in the presidential election. Both presidents confirmed. Putin, addressing reporters first, referred to it as so-called interference. He said, I had to reiterate things I said several times. The Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere into internal AM affairs, including election process. Trump said, we have both made some mistakes. The probe is a disaster for our country. There is no collusion at all. He beat Hillary Clinton easily. He goes, zero collusion, and it has had a negative impact on the relationship of our two largest nuclear powers in the world. It's ridiculous what's going on with the probe. So, you know, I look at everything in politics as a show. This is all a production. And so, some of us that are happy that Trump won, okay, we really don't care about these probes. We're like, can we move on? Can we, you know, see what's happening with our security, national security? You know, what sort of, you know, bridges are we going to repair? You know, with other countries out there and allies and those that weren't allies, you know, a lot of us are kind of interested in that. But a big majority of people are still very, very interested in the whole election process because we don't want fraud in our elections. And whether it was between Hillary and Bernie Sanders, whether it was between a Senate race, whether it was between Trump and Hillary, people talk, and there are rumors, that there's lots of BS going on. That's been going on for years. Quote, unquote, dead people voting. Illegal immigrants voting. I mean, you know, when I went to vote this last election, I was trying to find my driver's license, pulled out, like, oh, we don't need it. What's your name? Well, I could be Mary Smith. Okay, go ahead and vote. Mike, you don't want proof of who I am? I guess you don't have to show proof who you are. Blows my mind. So, yeah, people are just, this topic won't go away. Now, well, did Trump really win officially? Barack Obama's in Kenya, right, where his father had roots. People still believe he was born in Kenya. Apparently, Obama had been interviewed years ago prior to his political career. And in the interview, they asked where he was born, and he said, I was born in Kenya, in the interview. So, people still think we had a president that didn't technically qualify. What good is that now? We have to move on. We have to move forward. But yes, I would like to make sure there's no other outside influences in an election. But everybody influences. Everybody has some influence. I mean, it's not, okay, I'm going to the poll and I was neutral before then and I'm neutral now and I'm going to decide. That's not how it happens. My gosh, I am dreading coming up to midterms because the TV ads, I'm even thinking about not even watching local news. I am so, so not looking forward to all the ads. Because again, people are trying to sway. They're trying to interfere. They're trying to choreograph, trying to manipulate. So it happens. That's why elections suck. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. An eighth animal has died because a jaguar escaped from a zoo or escaped from its habitat. Eight animals. Yeah, he didn't escape from the zoo, but yeah. The Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. I've been there. It's a nice zoo. The Audubon Zoo, NOLA.com, reports an alpaca and a fox have died Sunday. And it's the day after a male jaguar killed four alpacas, one emu, and one fox last Saturday. The jaguar was captured and returned to his night house after being sedated by a veterinary team. No people were hurt, and the zoo was reopened on Sunday. And the zoo apparently acquired the alpacas in March from farms in Alabama and Mississippi. The alpaca that died overnight was the zoo's last living alpaca. One injured fox continues to be monitored. It's not clear how the animal escaped. Zoo officials say inspections found that the roof was compromised, but initial findings concluded that that keeper error was not a factor. So, you know, I don't have a problem with zoos. A lot of people do. They go, okay, zoos are unfair to the animals. They're definitely unfair to those that can't run and hide and protect themselves from a jaguar. So these other animals that were, you know, in captivity, they didn't have a chance. But I don't have too much of a problem with zoos because I like, you know, kids and us as humans being able to learn and being able to have exposure and respect them more. So, I mean, I believe for the total cause, I think they do good. But in this particular case, man, that's a cluster. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my listeners had asked about open marriages and how well do they work. And I don't know. So I looked it up. Apparently the New York Times did a piece on, is an open marriage a happier marriage? Apparently they interviewed some people who apparently liked it. There's actually articles out there telling you how to make an open marriage work. Please don't. I am not a fan of open marriages. I am not a fan at all. Global News has an article talking about how open marriages are a lot more functional than you think. So, okay, let me give you my take, okay? You need to dissect what a marriage is for you. The listener had asked about open marriages and if that may be one of the reasons why divorce rates are down. I think divorce rates are down because less people are getting married. If you have less people getting married, then you have less divorce rates. That's why I think the numbers are going down. I think it's relative. I don't think it has anything to do with open marriages, but he suggested that maybe it was that. So I don't know much about that. I'm very wary of even talking about something like that because I always on my show talk about pros and cons. And so I like to be very fair about a lot of topics, and this is a topic that I, as a disclaimer, feel very strongly against. But if I had to play devil's advocate, this is why I believe some people claim it works for them, but I'm going to end by telling you how it's a bad idea. Okay, can I do that? Is that fair? Okay. So you need to go back and dissect what was the purpose of getting married? Now, for a lot of us, when we were younger, the purpose of getting married was to have sex. In our religion, we weren't supposed to. be sexually active out of wedlock. We weren't supposed to fall in love or we be serious with somebody that we had a casual relationship with. So, getting married was societally acceptable if you wanted to move in with them or have sex with them or be exclusive with them. Well, then you get married. If you wanted to have a baby with somebody, when we were younger, you pretty much had to be married to them. You weren't supposed to have a baby out of wedlock. Now it's different. People have babies out of wedlock all the time. They go, it doesn't mean I have to marry you. A lot of the millennials are like, why am I forcing myself to live with somebody who I really don't love? Now, I think having a baby without that unity could pose some obstacles. And, you know, I think people having casual sex or getting into relationships with people they wouldn't be committed to, you know, are putting themselves at risk of then, you know, being forced to raise a child by themselves, which is very, very difficult. So, again, I would prefer that you have sex with somebody who you wouldn't mind marrying. But things have changed. Society has changed. So now, if your marriage was for that, well then, you know, you find somebody else that you want to be close to or sleep with or whatever, yeah, there's that risk that marriage is going to fall apart. And that's why marriages are falling apart, as we see. But if you married somebody, because this was a person that you see yourself as being a lifetime partner, you see yourself growing old with. You see that you have a lot of things in common and you guys could each be better people as a result. And the two of you is together is better than each of you separate. Then this is a partnership. This is it's a deal. It's a merger. And so some people who found that person but want to have fun or want to still feel young or be able to do things sexually that they can't do within that merger may look outside the merger or outside the partnership. Some of those relationships may actually last if all they're doing is finding something superficial. Not that I condone that at all, but that's not for me. I'm not supposed to judge. And so you will hear that some people have had open relationships, or they'll be swingers, or they'll, because that part satisfies something that they would have had to sneak around and do and violate the merger or the partnership. And so a lot of these articles recommend a lot of communication, using the therapist, setting out ground rules, So, STD testing, so that people can have their play and not damage the nucleus. I worry about that, though. Because even though a lot of people look at it as sex, anything that starts to become intimate, or anything that starts to weed into the heart or the mind, can affect your partnership, can affect your marriage. So you may be like, oh, I'm just, you know, having sex. That's all I'm doing. Well, there may be someone that you actually do start to fall for. And you start to think about them. Even if you're just thinking about the sex or the superficial part, you start to think about them, your mind is wandering. When you start to long to be with somebody else other than your partner, that marriage is in trouble. Now, people fantasize all the time. Nobody talks about it, but people do fantasize. I sincerely doubt my husband dreams about me at night. I mean, in any romantic way. I'm sure I'm in his dream yelling at him, nagging him. All right, so that's a normal, okay? You're not going to always dream about your spouse. And you may daydream or fantasize about whomever. That happens. But if it's a person that you really know, or you work with, or you have, see, a church or whatever, and if this is somebody that you can have access to, that's very dangerous for your relationship. And then you need to stop and realize, what is it about your relationship that you like? What is it that you want to keep? Well, because they're going to be there for me. They'll always be there for me. They'll take care of me. I feel safe with them. They love me. You know, I don't have to always dress up and put on cologne and shave or whatever. She'll love me no matter what. Then you got to say no. You made a commitment to that person. Offering an open relationship to somebody who may not be on board, that's going to end your marriage right then and there. Well, what if we talk about it? What if we talk about it? Well, I just want to have sex with someone else. Just wanting to have sex with somebody else. Why is that? Well, because she doesn't like having sex anymore. Well, that's an issue. And yes, go to a marriage counselor. There's a lot of sexless marriages out there. Being with somebody that can't have sex with you because they either have pain or they have no desire, or that is difficult. That doesn't mean it's warranted to cheat, but that is something that can be brought up in therapy. But you becoming intimate with somebody else other than your spouse starts to really weaken that marriage bond. An article was written here talking about ways you could tell if your marriage or you're heading for a divorce. So one sign they talk about is you don't share the little details. When one starts to withdraw, find they don't even want to talk to their partner anymore, don't want to sit there and, you know, really, you know, dissect details of their day, that could mean you guys are already checking out. One is you stopped listening to each other. I mean, you don't really listen to each other or don't care about what you guys have to say. It's a problem. So, we'll talk more about this another time, but no, I would say having an open relationship, I don't see how that ever ends well. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.